night and Eric will sing or dance. Amen. Psalm 32. Psalm 32 this morning. Just a little quick thought here. I know we got our bus kids back here running around. We have had a terrible day. Our bus driver's knocked out. Bus kids knocked out. Buses, one bus still ain't back here yet fixed. And the devil hates them bus workers and bus drivers and bus kids. And so please pray for them. Roger's in the hospital with his boy. Junior's in the hospital with his boy. And I'm telling you, we've had a time. Psalm 32 this morning. I just want to read one verse of Scripture and give you a little thought, and we'll go. And you come back tonight now, and I've got a special message for tonight. But this morning, just this little thought. Verse 7. David said here in Psalm 32 and verse 7, Thou art my hiding place. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me. Like he's talking about compass. See that word compass? Compass. Circle around you with songs of deliverance. Selah. I know what he's talking about there, and I want to preach this morning on the hiding place. David said here, he said, Lord, thou, not church, not even home, thou art my hiding place. Three reasons why every man needs a hiding place. And that hiding place can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know the story of the cities of refuge in the Bible, you've heard preachers preach about the cities of refuge. When God let them come into the land, there was six cities, and it was Ramoth, Gilead, a bunch of them, that he said these are cities of refuge. So if you get in trouble, let's just say you accidentally kill somebody, and their family's going to come over and kill you, or they're going to do something. He said, you can run to one of these cities of refuge. And when you step across that line there, they can't get you. They can't follow you across that line. I've heard people say, you know, like the cops chasing you and you cross the state line, they can, as long as they can see you, they can come get you. But the way it was in the Old Testament was they couldn't go across that line into that city. You were safe in that. I got to thinking about that. The only reason that I'm safe today is because the Lord is my hiding place. Many of you have seen the book or heard, read the book or seen the movie on the hiding place by Corrie Ten Boom and how that the Lord hid her. I got to thinking about how that many times we sing that old song, Oh, hide me, blessed rock of ages. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me what? Hide myself in thee. And I got to thinking about having a hiding place. And I thought, you know what? Every one of y'all can see me this morning. But if I had a little place up here, let me see if I can make me a hiding place. If I had me a little hiding place this morning, I could get down behind it. Maybe you couldn't. Maybe you can still see me. Maybe you can still see me under here. Maybe, how about, boys, y'all come up here just a second. Both y'all two men in black right here. Come on, Andrew. They're going to be my hiding place. All right, these shiny light boys here, they ain't big enough to be my hiding place. I'm going to hide behind them. Now, you know what I'm hiding from? The devil. Come on up here, devil. He was the devil last Sunday morning, so he might as well be this morning. Come on, brother. All right, now you know what? The devil's right there. And what does the Bible say the devil is? The devil is the accuser of the brethren. You know what his job is? His job is to mess you up and then go run his mouth about it. His job is to mess you up, then go up to God and say, did you see what he did? Did you see? But guess what? We have a hiding place from the devil. Glory to God. Now, if I'm out here just running around out here, boy, he can get me. He can get me. He can see me. But if I go back here and I get behind my hiding place, these boys ain't fat enough to be in a hiding place. All right, I'm hiding from the devil. Now he can't see me. He says, he's back there somewhere. I know he is. But when the Lord sees me, he sees me hid in the rock of ages. When the devil sees you, he'll get you if you're not hid in the rock of ages. I'm so glad this morning, hallelujah, that we've got a place to hide. I'm glad that I've got a place where I can run. I'm glad sometimes when I'm in trouble that I know where to go and I run to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. This is my hiding place right here. Amen. All right. Now, you boys, they're going to hide me from the devil. They're going to hide me from the devil. Joey, are you hiding me? Amen. Amen. All right. Now, if the devil tries to get me, they'll fight him. Can you They fight all the time. These boys fight for a living. And they're ready to fight. Can you both whip the devil? I believe with the Lord's power. You think you can handle both of them? He probably could. But anyway, they're pretty tough, though. They really are. They're tougher than they look. I'm telling you, I've seen them fight. They're going to fight off the devil. And let's just say, I'm here this morning. The devil's coming to get me. Try to get me, devil. And they won't let him. See, I'm back here saying, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. I've seen them beating up my buddies, and I was going to go fight the devil. Help me out there. But anyway, the devil's job is to get me, but they ain't going to let him. And I'm going to tell you, brother, when I got to thinking about last night, somebody said, you didn't drive all that way home by yourself. I said, yep, sure did. I've done that long forever. I've done that all my life since I was an adult. And I'm telling you, glory to God, somebody's watching over me. Somebody's got their hand on me. And somebody has got their hand on you. Thank God for a hiding place. Okay, y'all can sit down there just a second. Boy, let me give you three things. Let me give you three quick things and we'll go. I know you're getting hungry, and I know, and I am too, and my daughter's got a birthday dinner, and I'm sleepy and all that. But this is more important, amen. So three things right quickly. Number one, I'm going to talk about, I'm glad there's a hiding place from the power of sin within. There's a hiding place from the power of sin within. Anybody who knows their self knows that there's sin raging on the inside. Don't you come out? Listen, brother, this flesh is wicked. You can't make it not wicked. You can do everything in the world, this flesh, but there's sin raging inside of you. And you're born with it. You're born with a sin nature. You don't have to teach a little kid how to lie. You have to teach it not to lie. You don't have to teach kids. You ever say, now here's how you tell a lie, honey. They already know how to do it for some reason or another. They already know how to steal and take things. It's built inside you. I've heard people say, Lord, have mercy. I must not be saved. I'm wicked. I think wicked thoughts. I have wicked feelings. Listen, that don't mean anything, brother. Paul wrestled with that same thing in Romans chapter 7. He said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. There ain't nothing good about you. There ain't nothing good about me. And so when my flesh is wicked, I'm glad there's somewhere I can go and say, hide me, oh blessed rock of ages, hide my soul. Amen. You know the struggle. If you don't know the struggle of struggling with your flesh, you don't know much about the Christian life. It is a fight to the finish. Now, your sin struggle may not be what somebody else's is. I've heard people say, well, old so-and-so done this, and I'd never do that. Yeah, but their tongue is long as from here to McDonald's. And brother, they can't keep... Listen, did you know that the Bible said if a man can bridle his tongue, he's a perfect man? And you can't do it, neither. You can't do it. I asked old Mays Jackson, they said, are you seeking another tongue? He said, no, I'm looking for a bridle for the one I've got. That's right, brother. You got a hard enough time controlling out there instead of looking for another. I'm telling you this morning, I'm glad there is... our conscience accuses us. The devil condemns us. The world points out our faults. The church people see it. But I'm glad there's a hiding place from the struggle of sin that we have. Listen, the only time you'll ever not have a struggle with sin is when you're dead and in your grave. Because you're carrying this old flesh around with you, and when you get saved, your flesh don't get saved. It's bought and paid for. It's going to get born again at the rapture, but when you get saved, your flesh remains the same. That's why there's immediate fight goes on. One part of you's pulling one way, and part of you's pulling another way. And the flesh pulls toward the world, and your spirit pulls toward God. But every time, once in a while, like that song said, that sometimes I'm weak and He walks over me, I'm so glad and thankful that I can get it in my bedroom and get down on my knees and say, oh Lord, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in Thee. I'm glad there's a hiding place from the power of sin within. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we all heard about that man woman this week. Did you hear about that lady who, she was an LPN nurse and went and busted her husband out of jail and shot that cop and killed him. She pulled up there with a shotgun when they was taking him out, and they had it all timed just right. Pretty good plan. It didn't work, but for long. But he said, shoot him! And she shot that officer, And buddy, I'm telling you, it was on. You shoot a police officer, I mean, they're going to hunt you down and get you. So they took off in a van, then got another van, then got another van or something. They wound up getting a cab to take them to Columbus, Ohio. That's where my Uncle Tom Castle lives there, and I know some people live there. One of my uncles lived there. And they took them up there, and buddy, I'm telling you, they got up there, and somebody saw them. They put them on the news, see, and everybody, and it ain't like it used to be. It ain't like Bonnie and Clyde, when you could rob a bank and go off and hide somewhere. They ain't nowhere to hide nowadays. I mean, they put the bulletin out on you, and everybody in the United States, not just the cops, was looking, and somebody spotted them, and they went right there and arrested them. And you know, they took them to court, and you saw them come in court shackled and all of that. Their plan had failed. But I'm telling you, brother, that's the way sometimes, if you don't have the Lord, you ain't got nowhere to hide from your old wicked struggle of sin that you're going through. But I'm glad, brother, when he puts his hand over you, the devil can't see you. Let me say secondly this morning, I'm glad there's a hiding place from the power of the devil without. Not only do we have a hiding place from the struggle of sin inside, we have a hiding place for the power of the devil without. The Bible said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may stand against the wiles of the devil. Jesus is a safe hiding place. They overcome Him by the blood of the Lamb. I remember hearing that old song they used to sing on the radio. And I'm telling you, this song used to tear me up. I know a lot of preachers sort of laughed it off as sort of kind of redneck, dorky sort of a song. But I used to like it. I mean, people say what they want to. They can say I'm old-fashioned or redneck or whatever. But they used to play a song on Waggy at night, and I'd be driving back from Lenore, or I'd be driving back from Hickory, or I'd be driving back from Gastonia, or I'd be driving back from Shelby. I've made that trip from Shelby to Marion up 226 so many times. You wouldn't believe the times that I've got stopped by cops just on that one road. I'm telling you, brother, they'll sit out there and waited on me. I mean, from 221 from Rutherford to Marion, I-40 from this way, 18 from Lenore, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Last night, my phone rang about 1:30. It was one of my daughters. I won't tell you which one, but it wasn't the oldest one and wasn't the youngest one. And she said, Daddy, are you all right? I said, yeah, I'm driving home. I said, what are you doing up this it's late? She said, well, I went to sleep, and then I woke up, and it's hard for her to sleep. Carrie used to do that all the time, all the time. It didn't matter if I was coming from Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, wherever. She'd call me and say, are you coming? How much more you like? What time you be here? She said, I've got all the boats locked. Call me when you hit Hoppy Tom, and I'll come let you. I said, honey, there ain't nobody going to come get you. And, well, you know, I just feel better. That way, Carrie used to do that, you know. They used to say, she said, Daddy, you've announced this on the radio, and every killer in the world knows you're gone. And they'll come over here and kill her. I said, look, the Lord's going to take care of you, girls. And boy, I remember coming home many, 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 many. I can't even tell you the time. Last night, don't tell Mom. But I got to thinking one time I was driving, and I thought, well, I'm almost to Knoxville. I said, have I passed Knoxville? And I didn't know if I'd passed Knoxville, or I was in Knoxville, or I hadn't got to Knoxville. And honestly, I thought, did I go through Knoxville? I said, well, I was just getting a blessing listening to this tape, and I didn't realize I went through Knoxville. I'm losing my mind. What's happening? But then I hadn't got there yet. I was just hoping I had passed it. But you know, I got to thinking about that many, 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 many times. And how God's took care of us. When we're not able to take care of ourselves. Thank God there's a hiding place from the devil without. Listen, that man back there, Eugene, that's sitting up here in front of you, you know as well as I do. My girl's in New York City not long ago. It's a miracle of God somebody ain't cut his throat. You don't go into New York City without some kind of protection. You don't go up there. I mean, they ain't no joke. They will slice your throat right there around them subways. And people get raped, murdered there every day, every day. And brother, I'm telling you what. Brother, somebody's a-hiding you. Somebody's a-hiding you. No doubt some of them looked around and see them big guys in them white robes with them swords. Hey, man. I'm telling you this. Last night, there's a crowd of old ladies gathered around me after church. And they started asking me questions. One of them was 84 years old. And her daughter was around 60-something years old. And there's crowding around me saying, now, where are you from? And can you do this? And we want your address. And we want to put you on our prayer list. And I said, praise God, have at it. This woman's 84 years old. And she told me, they said, boy, I tell you, they said, you've got a gift for preaching to young people. And said, you need to, I said, I know, I've been doing this for years and years and years. And they said, my goodness, I ain't never heard nothing like that. And I'm telling you, we need to pray for you. I said, well, the devil's fought me. And they said, I bet he has. I bet the devil has fought you. And that old woman looked at me and she said, but the devil can't stop you till God gets through with you. And even though I knew that, I needed to hear that. I'm telling you the same thing, Brother Eugene. Listen, if God's got a work for you to do, if you're in God's will, there ain't enough devils in hell to stop you, kill you, hurt you. He's our hiding place. Did you know if God took his hand off us right now, the devil would kill every one of us? You say, well, gas is high. I stood up here about a year ago and I said, gas is going to $3 a gallon, and people in here laughed about it. You know how much it is right now? $3.23. California working back this way. Well, that ain't too bad. It ain't too bad if you got a lot of money. But it's more than double for the rest of the folks. And you say, what are we going to do? I reckon we'll pay it and go on. You got any better ideas? That's right. It's a long walk here to Alabama, brother. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Our hope better be in the Lord. You know, I was thinking, and I'm just going to give you another thing or two, and I'm going to quit. But you know, I was thinking this morning about how that sometimes we try, and we don't like me not even knowing if I'd pass Knoxville or not. Sometimes we don't even know what we're doing. I stand up to preach sometime, and I think, Lord, what a mess. Friday night, I was discouraged, and I thought, boy, it didn't go too good. Like come back last night and the power of God fell. People got saved right and left. Sometimes we don't even know what we're doing. Sometimes good people don't even know what we're doing. We have every intention. We try to witness to people and we try and we don't even know what we're doing. We mean well, but God's got his hand on us the whole time. I remember that story. They said this old man was in church and he was about blind, but he's a good man. He loved God, but he couldn't hardly see. And he'd walk around like that, you know, and he'd sit right on front row and everybody that would go to the altar, he'd go pray with them. And I'm telling you, there's a man come in one time, great big old giant of a man. And he's giant. He wore a size 22 shoe, like Shaq. Big old foot, about that long. Service got going real good. Everything that old big giant guy went down to the altar and got on fire. People were shouting, praising God. And that old blind man went down there and knelt down behind him and put his hand on them two shoes and said, Lord, bless these two little fellers. He didn't even know what he was doing, man. Now listen, you know, God looks at stuff like that we do. God looks at stuff like that we do and says, you know, poor stupid things, you know. I mean, God looks at it when we feel led to go visit somebody and they ain't even home. God looks at it when we try to explain a verse of Scripture and we don't even know what we're talking about. God looks at it when we get up and sing a song and we forget the words. Amen. God looks at it. I'm glad it's not us. It's not us. It's not us. It's all Him, our hiding place. Our hiding place. Our hiding place. Our hiding place. I'm glad, lastly, this morning, there's a hiding place from the judgment to come. You know what the Bible said in Revelation chapter 6? Bible said when the great judgment day comes, they're going to be calling to the rocks and the mountains and say, fall on us, cover us and hide us from the face of Him that sits on that throne. They're going to be looking for a hiding place and there ain't one. I'm going to be hid in the rock of ages. The world is judgment bound. Like the tribulation period's coming. I like that song said, I'll be missing tribulation and living in glory land. Remember Big Leon. Big Leon went to church and got saved. I think Jack Howell led him to the Lord. And he preached on the funeral of the old man and how your old life's supposed to die out and you're supposed to change. And I'm glad God don't look at what you know. It's not what you know this morning. It's who you know. And some of them people come in church and they don't know a lot. I mean, they're not educated. Son, if they know the Lord, that's what matters. God will take care of you if you know Him. Bible said the Lord knoweth them that are His. He knoweth them that are His. That old boy sitting on front row. Preacher got up and he said, "Now you're saved, you ought to join the church." I said, "Amen." He said, "Now you're saved, you ought to get baptized." I said, "Amen." He said, "Now you ought to give." He'd been an old drunk all his life. He didn't ever heard tell of that. Preacher said, "You ought to give a tenth. Make sure you give your tenth." He raised his hand and said, "Preacher, I don't know. I never heard of a tenth, but I got 2/5 out in the car you can have." He said, "You know what the Lord thinks? You know what the Lord thinks when He hears something like that? The Lord says, Amen." You don't believe that, do you? Listen, God's not impressed with people stand up in religious garb and recite prayers. God looked down and said, "Amen, brother. Appreciate that good testimony." Jack Hiles got up and preached one morning. This guy hadn't been saved long, and he didn't know you were supposed to say, "Glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus." He didn't know all that. And Jack Hiles up preaching, and he got to preaching in such a big way. He said, "That's good preaching, ain't brother?" And he said, "You be right, it is." Right in front of everybody. And the Lord said, "Amen, brother." I'm going to tell you something, brother. God don't look. Now, don't go out. Don't take that wrong. Goes, "Oh, boy, Brother Danny said we." No, I didn't either. I was saying the man's heart was right. And that's our hiding place, brother, is your heart right. God looks at your heart. When the world come in here this morning, they say, "What a mess. Those little kids running around everywhere and the preacher's red and never even been to Bible college." And all that. Let me tell you something, buddy. God looks at our heart. I'm glad there's a hiding place from the judgment to come. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. You want to sing that this morning? In your heart, could you say, "Lord, I've fought the battle all week long. I've fought the devil. I've fought sin. Sin's raging inside my flesh. The world out there, the devil. I just want to come to the rock that is higher than I." Let's stand by our head for prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Coming to get a song this morning.